historian. FBI. For a lawyer like John, who is such a goddamn respect and honesty, you know, man, enormous integrity. This is a hell of a blow for him, you see what I mean? He is, yes, you and I know what the price he meant, that he called it goddamn grave or Christ, say, take this stuff, look at it, keep it, but it ain't about the Watergate. It's a silly bunch of shit that this asshole looked at. Right. That's what he meant. Correct. Bob, did I read that one? You're a rough son of a bitch. You'll say, well, we can't get out based on that story. Let me tell you, I don't want to have the Congress ask me, John. Just feels hardly. Look, I can stand up against him, I have, you know. But at the present time, you know, we've got one of these curious situations very important. Just haven't got many who've got a few good hard eyes, thank God. I love that this car is regarding Christians and so forth. Hardliners now are a cruel bunch of bastards. You know, I sometimes think I'd be looking at a foreign face and having a heart problem. So maybe I shouldn't be in the damn job. Maybe. As I said, I really thought at times that kind of only comedy or much better. But I couldn't do it for him.
Could do it.
No. No, basically, you know, without...
You've got to live with it.
Well, I've got to live with it, and also, let's face it, I can do this job better than anybody else.
That's right.
At this point, I think.
With all the problems.
And we'll survive the problems. This does not kill the presidency. It's tough.
Oh, thank
you. It is tough. Or do you agree with that, Anthony?
Don't argue, but it doesn't at all.
You know, so many people think Burns, things were finished, and 15,000 other people.
And they thought we were finished, and so it was
good. You don't think we're finished at all?
Not that I think so.
Well, much to push it for.
Yeah, but you know, the chamber doesn't do that much.
I don't think it does either. Again, our, as I said, I've got two labor groups, and why don't I do the chamber? Well, I'm busy.
At the executive committee, I'm in for a first call.
Very much with the prom.
If I see you over in town, you're all of a sudden, you could do a lot of speech.
I'll do it next year. You know, I've got to reverse myself a little on that. I like to stand enough on this thing. Did you, that's a smart move. But if I didn't get it.
Because that's just exactly the reason David Brinkley said last night, which is that he can't separate himself from you and still get the nomination.
And that's why probably Connolly's still in the running. No.
No, Connolly's.
Connolly is a decent man. No, you're right. That was a Connolly should have said that. Connolly just thinks by God, I ought to do the job. That's it. Just feel damn sorry about it. He likes you. I don't think he particularly does the job. Why that worked out that way. Why is that? And Nellie, you said that was nice. Yeah, Grandma, what did she say?
She said that she was nuts. Don't we love it? All of them come out of each other.
You know, interesting enough, Will.
And she needs.
Oh, I know, Will. I have, you know, while that doesn't worry me a bit. Because in the end, there's gonna be a number of times we're gonna have it when we get off. We've got to get off. We've got a bad story. People have forgotten the final years we've got. that's not.